I certainly had a tremendous experience of seeing the inequity of healthcare up close and personal when I had to go through treatment, and I had every support necessary. I was fully insured. I had prayer support, I had family support, and I was in a chemotherapy room taking chemo beside people who had none of that.
This is Family Policy Matters Focus on Faith Edition with Thomas Graham, Pastor Outreach Director for NC Family. Join us once a month as Pastor Graham shines some light on the intersection between our Christian faith and engaging our culture.
Thank you for joining us for this week's special Focus on Faith edition of Family Policy Matters. I'm sure we're all familiar with Jesus' two great commands to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We know that service is an important part of living out these commands, and today we are joined by a woman who has taken that charge to heart as a nurse throughout her life, and even more so recently through her work to establish a new kind of healthcare outreach right here in North Carolina. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Suzanne Berger, a founding member and board chair of Neighbor Health Center, a new faith-based health center that seeks to serve Christ by providing primary care to patients of all ages, regardless of whether they have health insurance. Suzanne Berger, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be speaking with you.
Suzanne, this show is really about telling the stories of individuals who have been motivated into action by their faith. Take us back and give us an introduction to your life story, particularly the role of faith in your upbringing and family, and how that has grown or changed over the years.
Thomas, I grew up in a very loving home where both of my parents had come to faith in Christ in their late 20s while raising their family. I grew up in West Virginia, and while we were never poor, both of my parents were from working class homes and were the first to graduate from college. And they sacrificed for us to do the same. They raised us in the faith. They taught us about the Lord. I accepted Jesus as my Savior at a very young age. Grew up going to church and having a relationship with the Lord, and quite frankly, grew up very happily and with very little suffering, I'll have to say.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I went to college, got a nursing degree, married, and moved here to Raleigh, and where we raised our four children. My faith has changed over the years, primarily because I believe that initially I was a bit naive. I think life gets hard as we grow up, and suffering comes along, and suffering can mature us, and it certainly has for me.
Yes. Well, Suzanne, as a nurse in both hospital and clinic settings, what role has this faith played as both a guide and a support in your work?
I would say as a guide, certainly being a Christian guides me ethically as a nurse.
Yes.
There are many situations where I have prayed and asked the Lord to guide and direct me to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly gives me a bigger picture. My perspective as a Christian is that this life is not all there is, that we are here on this earth for a little while, and we are eternal beings. And
yes.
So as I have practiced nursing and seen life and death, that certainly my faith informs me there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've seen, too, that people react to illness and suffering in very different ways, and I've seen people who are strong Christians model for me what it's like to suffer and what it's like to cling to Jesus when illness hits and things are hard.
And I'm sure you have a number of stories that you could share if we had the time today. Suzanne, what need did you see that spurred you to work on this project, this particular project of opening Neighbor Health Center? Was there a specific need?
Initially the need I saw was simply in an after school mentoring program right here in Raleigh downtown at Neighbor to Neighbor, which is an outreach
yes.
in Southeast Raleigh. And I would go once a week with my husband and mentor for an hour, read with a student after school. And as a nurse, I began to see that student more holistically and perhaps see the illness that kept them from mentoring or the family dynamics that made paying for healthcare hard. So that was initially what spurred me on. But primarily, it was being on the other side of healthcare and spending most of 2006 as a patient when I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and treated. And I certainly had a tremendous experience of seeing the inequity of healthcare up close and personal when I had to go through treatment and I had every support necessary. I was fully insured. I had prayer support, I had family support, I had people bringing me meals, and I was in a chemotherapy room taking chemo beside people who had none of that.
Wow.
So that was a huge driving force for me. It was a calling. It was a calling
yes.
to just move forward with this effort called Neighbor Health.
Yes. You know, what's coming to mind, Suzanne, in listening to that part of your story is, when Jesus, when we go back into the Gospels and we see at one point Jesus looked over the multitudes and his heart just broke for the people there, all of their needs. Of course, at the top of the list of his concern was their spiritual needs, but then their physical welfare, and et cetera, et cetera. And it is so heartwarming to hear. I'm sorry you had to experience what you did, but it looks like the Lord took an interest in you, even in the midst of that crisis situation in your own personal life, and allowed from that to come this wonderful ministry.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
So let's talk about Neighbor Health Center. Who does it serve, and what kind of services are offered, Suzanne?
Well, Neighbor Health is a new faith-based community health center, and we serve all ages, and we welcome patients with insurance, without insurance, with Medicaid, Medicare. So we are excited to be open, just opened in June.
Hallelujah.
And we will serve, yes, praise the Lord for that, and we will provide, we are providing a full range of primary care services.
Wonderful. That's just great. And what makes this model different from a traditional health care provider or other government or community health centers?
Well, there are a few things that make us different. One is that we are faith-based, and that is a word that's tossed around these days.
Yes.
But what that means for us is that as a staff, we are believers in Jesus and followers of Jesus. We pray together. And as a board, the staff and board, we are, of course, a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly give patients the opportunity to pray, and we offer to pray with them. We will see patients of any faith, all faith, no faith, without discrimination. But we are very open about the fact that we do this because we believe this is what Christ has called us to do. We're also different in that we're located in West Central Raleigh. We did not want to reinvent the wheel and locate where other safety net healthcare providers are. So we looked at where the need was not being met as Raleigh grows, and we located primarily near, it's really near Rex Hospital.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds wonderful. I certainly appreciate so much the heart or the vision of the heart that you and others shared together in order to bring this ministry into fruition. How can those of us who are not medical professionals help address this problem of access to health care in our own communities, Suzanne?
I would say that pray.
I would
pray and ask the Lord to open your eyes to the need. And I would encourage people to befriend someone different from themselves. I would encourage those in churches to reach out. Raleigh has recently been designated a gateway city for refugees. There are resettled refugees in Raleigh that churches can adopt. We would love to see, and we have already begun seeing some refugees. We believe that is a huge witness, and an opportunity to minister. I would also encourage people to support efforts like Neighbor Health. There are many faith-based clinics around North Carolina, and certainly there are ways to offer transportation, to offer financial help. There are lots of things to do.
Great answers, Suzanne. And now, as we bring this interview to a close, and I'm sorry we don't have more time to discuss more about this wonderful ministry, but Suzanne, what advice do you have for young, faithful Christians who want to get into the medical field, but who might be concerned about how they can remain faithful to Christ in an increasingly hostile world?
That's a good question. My simple advice would be to stay humble, to pray that the Lord show you where to draw the line and where you stand in Him. I believe that we as Christians need to be clear about who we are, Christians especially in healthcare, and we can be kind, and should issues arise where hostility is expressed, we do not respond in kind. We can give a gentle answer and a firm answer and speak the truth in love.
Well, I can tell you, you've read your Bible, and you're speaking the Bible's truths in your answers, which I am so grateful for, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate that as well, Suzanne. Suzanne, where can our listeners go to learn more about the good work of Neighbor Health Center?
Our website is neighborhealthcenter.org, and our phone number here in Raleigh is area code 984-222-8000.
Would you repeat that, please?
Sure. You can go to our website at neighborhealthcenter.org, or you're welcome to call us at area code 984-222-8000.
Wonderful.
We would love to hear from folks.
I'm sure you would, Suzanne. And just listening to your voice and the warmth and the love that's in your heart, I'm sure people will be very, very well received when they do place their calls and come to inquire. Suzanne Berger, thanks so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters today, and for, well, for your servant's heart and the good work to serve the vulnerable in your own community. God bless you, and God bless the work of Neighbor Health Center.
Thank you, Thomas. It's been a joy to be together, and God bless the work of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Well, thank you very much, Suzanne.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, Focus on Faith Edition, with Thomas Graham, Pastor Outreach Director for NC Family. Join us once a month as Pastor Graham shines some light on the intersection between our Christian faith and engaging our culture. To listen to our radio show online and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hi friends, this is John Rustin, President of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Before we let you go, however, I want to be sure that you are aware of an incredibly valuable resource NC Family is preparing for this fall, and that's our 2018 General Election Voter Guide. NC Family's Voter Guide is an impartial and entirely nonpartisan document that provides incredibly valuable information about where candidates for Congress, the state legislature, and state appellate courts stand on important issues like the sanctity of human life, religious liberty, parental rights, educational choice, gambling, and much more. If you're interested in receiving our informative and nonpartisan voter guide this fall, please be sure to sign up on our website at www.ncfamily.org. Again, that's www.ncfamily.org, or send us an email at voterguide@ncfamily.org. Again, that's voterguide@ncfamily.org.